Hey, Mac.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, round natural, 2 1/3 to 2 1/2 carat. She's wearing a HSI 3 carat now, so something, and definitely wanted eye clean for her.
So, did you just sell every SI3 in existence, or are they all SI2s that you just like to be you like to be very conservative with?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
exactly right.
I'm not fussing. I'm
No,
like,
you're asking. You're asking.
I kind of teased I teased Jennifer last week or
Jennifer?
a
Yeah.
couple weeks ago. I'm like, what is this with this SI3? I'm like, there's not enough SI3s in this world. And she's like, I don't know. It's what Brad does. I'm like, I just don't. I said, I bet you they're SI2s. He just likes to be conservative.
Yep, they're just that right on the edge SI2. I basically eye clean,
Sure.
preferably off to the edge. Sometimes we can handle a little splash in the center, but yeah, it's just easy way not to pay for any more than you have to, I guess.
I hear you. All right, so there's a 240 that's an ISI2 triple excellent faint. No black in it, just kind of, it looks like somebody took like a pinpoint and just dotted a few times in white. So it's like under heavy magnification, yeah, you can see them. Without the
Yeah.
magnification, nah, it's fine.
Cool. And the fake does not affect it in a
Nope.
negative way.
Yeah, actually, you know what's funny is I actually have to send you, I've got an interesting article or a printout from GIA at my downstairs office that might make you feel more comfortable about fluorescence, but that's another conversation for another day.
And typically, faints not bothering me a lot, but boy, mediums can be a little tricky at times,
No,
even.
and this is from GIA's information, so that's why I'm not going to try to
Cool.
convince you. I'm just going to email it to you, and
Cool.
then
Thanks.
you do with it what you want. I don't care. So there's also a 241 HSI2 triple X no fluorescence. That one again under heavy magnification. That one's got a little something, literally two little dots on the table. I don't
Okay.
think they're egregious. I think they fall into that SI3 situation.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
And that one's $15,545.
What was the first one?
$14,040.
So 1,000 difference?
Correct. So $1,500 difference.
Okay. Yeah, we still can be in the high two. So one was a. What was the weight on the first one?
240 ISI2,
Okay.
and then a 241 HSI2. Honestly, again, throw the fluorescence away. Don't think about that for a second. For $1,500 for the degree of intensity, if you will, of the inclusion, I would go with the ISI2. You're getting
Perfect.
A technically a better stone for a cheaper price.
Sounds perfect. How's the diameter out?
8.5, 8.54 by 8.48.
Okay. And table is what?
57. If it
Cool.
was bigger than 57, I would have told you.
Yeah. Cool. No, I think that's worth taking a look at. If there's any chance I can have that in the store tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. Okay. I'm working on her. I'll have you send her out.
All right, and I know you're not at the store, but I did send a diamond to you the week before last. It was a little 103 GSI2.
Can you hold just a second for
Yeah,
me?
sure.
I got a call coming in, but I won't be long,
Yep,
okay?
no
Hold on,
problem.
buddy.
Leaving? Yeah, so no, when I came back Thursday night,
Back with me, Mick?
Yep.
Okay. A 103, what was that, a round?
Yeah, it was a round Brilliant GSI-2. Jennifer brought it in. I think it was for an insurance replacement, but I'm not positive. And if you don't know, I'm not in a hurry. I just happen to have you on the phone and just get feet back on the ground.
I'm trying to think what damn stone that is. I think it's being sold. But, yeah, let's check in the morning, Mick.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
We'll check in the morning and see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, happy to do it.
Okay, partner. Thanks for giving me a call.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.